Good morning, everyone. Turn this morning to Acts chapter 6. Let's read Acts chapter 6, verses 1 to 7. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, It is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, with proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. This morning I was just, I've been thinking about this the last number of months. A couple words that I want to pull out of here and just meditate on a few minutes this morning. In verse 3, we have the verse that says, Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report. And those words, honest report, caught my attention. And I started thinking, what does it mean to have an honest report? The Amplified Bible says it this way, Therefore, select out from among yourselves, brethren, seven men of good and attested character and repute, full of the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may assign to look after this business and duty. I started thinking, what is an honest report? Or what is a report in general? And it's basically what, if someone would ask another individual about something, third person, not asking directly the individual that it's being talked about, but if somebody would come and ask about another person, they could give a report or give a report. It would say what that kind of person is. If you're in school, you get a report card. Or I remember being in school and I got a report card, and it says you bring it home once every 6 weeks to your parents, and they have to sign it. They send it back to the teacher. And basically, it's a report saying how you've done, and they want your parents to see how you're doing in school. And it shows your grades, it shows your academic level. But I remember there's also a section that was called behavioral growth, I think is what it was called. And it wasn't only grades; it was how we behaved and how we did. And I remember there was these check marks and there was a minus. A circle with a minus in it, and I remember my parents telling me if there ever comes back a minus in one of those categories, there will be swift correction so that doesn't happen again. And I remember the quiet and attentive work category. I had a circle with a minus in it, and it was weak but improving. But I remember being just nervous like crazy, because if that would have been one step worse, I would have been in serious trouble. I think that's what we're talking about in Acts chapter 6 here. It says, it's talking about a good reputation, a report that's not clouded, it's not questionable. When somebody thinks of your life, they don't think of a question mark placed over it. And it's just a clear report of your life. Everyone is known by some kind of report of their character. Once they reach a certain age, immediately when you think of somebody, you get a picture of who they are. So my question is, how do you get a good report? Or does it just happen that you get a good report or you get a bad report? Is it like when you think about someone's report, do you think of how tall they are or how they look and things like that? You know, some of the best looking people could be have the worst report available, or the most dishonest report. it's not anything about that. It's about how they respond to situations, and the person's character that's displayed is what the report's about. The characters that God gives you, your attributes that God gives you, is not a report that you're going to be known by. It may be what somebody remembers you by when they think of your face, but it's not going to be something that is your report. In Acts here, they wanted men that had an honest report to administer the need, the widow, to give the food out for the widows, because they already had a problem with the Grecians against the Hebrews, saying that their widows are not being taken care of. If they would have gotten men that would have had a bad report or that would have had questionable character, there would have been a lot more confusion and stuff. But they chose men that had a good report, an honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. And they appointed them over that business. Turn to Acts chapter 22. A couple other examples of people that had an honest report, a good report. Acts chapter 22, verse 12, we have the defense of Paul as he is standing on the steps of the castle. He's giving his defense, and he's gotten to the place where he reached the Damascus Road, and he reaches Damascus. And in verse 12, it says, "And one Ananias, a devout man, according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwelt there, came unto me." Ananias was a devout man, and he had a good report of all the Jews which dwelt in Damascus. Here is a man that had a good report, obviously not just of men, but of God, because God chose him to go to Paul to Saul at that point, and to give him have him receive his sight. Another place, turn to Third John, the third epistle of John. And let's read in verse 12. Here's another man that has a good report. Demetrius hath good report of all men, and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record, and you know that our record is true. He also had a good report of all men. He also had a good report of the truth itself, and he had a good report of the Apostle John as well. I had a little trouble with the phrase of the truth itself. I know Andy spoke the other Sunday about what is truth. But when you look this up in the Greek here, the literal translation of the phrase of the truth itself is straightforwardness, or truth in reality and sincerity, not just an idea. So we have a man that has a good report of all, this Demetrius has a good report of all men, in true reality, not just an idea and theological ideas, but he had true reality in the report. To me, it made it a little clearer when you think of it that way, rather than I was trying to apply, you know, is Jesus, you know, the truth, responding here saying he had a good report of that, but it seemed like the Greek would give the picture that he had truth in reality, a report that was true. One more verse. Turn to 1 Timothy 5, verse 10. We have here the taking a widow in under the number of care of the church. And it says in verse 10, "She must be well reported of for good works, if she hath brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she have washed the saints' feet, if she have relieved the afflicted, if she have diligently followed every good work." It's an example of a widow that needs to have a good report before the church would put her on the list for care. She must be well reported of by the people for good works. And then after it lists several of the different things, it mentions she needs to have diligently followed every good work. So I was thinking about this, you know, in these different people and throughout Scripture, there's many other places you can find men that had a good report. And I thought about what is my report? Or, you know, what is our report today when someone thinks about us or is talking about us and we're not around and we're mentioned? What comes to the mind of the individual as our report? Is it marred by poor character, by poor decisions? We sing the song, or used to when we had the folder, Our Life is a Picture. Life is a picture of Christ to the world. Does our picture His beauty display? And I had to think, how do we get, you know, a report is, or a character like that is not built on one situation. You know, we all fail in situations. There's times when we respond wrongly. But I guess the general overall theme of our life and when somebody thinks about us, is it a chronic, angry person? Is it a person that has a good report, or is it a person that has a bad report? James says, to show us his faith, he'll show us his faith by his works. Our report will also be created by our works or by our responses to every situation that comes our way. And it's built step by step through our life. A customer came into the shop and he mentioned someone was trying to sell some buildings. And he said, the man will do anything he can to make a dollar. Doesn't matter what it takes in that situation. He'll cover anything to come out on top. And in the end, he said he's a very angry man as well. And when I personally talked to him, it was the report that he gave me was exactly true. It was swearing, dirty talk, and angry about losing money. It was just the report was true, but it was not a good report. In Ephesians, it tells us to walk circumspectly or carefully, not as fools, but as wise. Careful that we walk, lest we create a bad report in our life. And a report before men, and obviously, if our report before men is not good, our report with God is not good as well. I think there's a little clarification. In Luke, it says, beware when all men speak highly of you, or speak well of you. And I looked into that a little bit. I think that we're talking about two different things when we relate Luke saying, beware when all men speak well of you. He's talking of the gospel's sake. Paul was even spoken evil of for the gospel's sake. He said, through evil report and through good report. But Paul was not spoken evil of because of his character. He was spoken evil of because of the gospel's sake. And so I think when it says in Luke, beware when all men speak well of you, it's not saying you have a room for bad character or a bad report in that sense. In 1 Peter, it says, if you suffer for well-doing, it will be because you're falsely accused and not because of your bad character or bad report. Only on false accusation will they be able to say bad things about you. One report is of men for their character, and one is a bad report of men for our character, and one is a bad report for the gospel's sake, but not for our character. I guess as I was looking at these things, it's just the encouragement for me and for all of us this morning is that we may live and strive to have a good, honest report before men, ultimately before God. But in our lives, we're speaking to men. And so when everybody comes in contact with us, and then when people meet us or somebody else mentions us, the report that they give should be a good, honest report. Maybe not spoken highly of sometimes because of the gospel's sake, but never spoken evil of because of our character and how we've responded. 3 John there it says, Demetrius hath a good report of all men and of the truth itself, yea, and we also bear record, and ye know that our record is true. I was thinking, can I put my name in that verse instead of Demetrius? Or can each one of us, can we put our name in that place and say that? And Is that true of our lives? Just a few thoughts I had as I was thinking, just thought to get our minds thinking, and just a short meditation. So that's all I have.